we were 1,000% compatible. Physically, we were absolutely fabulous. He's a rehab counselor, so he's a great listener. I did not have the capacity to have
it. You got laid and counseling at the same time.
Yeah, 3 to 5 times a week, 2 to 5 hours.
Oh my gosh, that is perfect. Doesn't get better than that. You're being fixed like all over the place. Hey, Warners, welcome to Women Your Mother Warned You About, the podcast that makes business sexy again. I'm Gina Tremarco, sales trainer and consultant at Pivot 10 Results and founder of Carolina Improv, the number one nightlife attraction in Myrtle Beach on TripAdvisor since 2010.
And I'm Rachel Pitts, mommy, wifey, and loan officer with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Holy moly, y'all tighten up, fasten your seatbelts on this one.
Okay, I made a note. I made a note on this, really big. This is explicit because, all right, Warners, we're going to tell you right now, do not have your children in the car while you are listening to this episode.
No.
Do not. And we mean it with love. We love, Adrian is amazing, but we do get really explicit on this episode. So we recommend that you, if your children are around, you come back to it, and then you can decide if you want them to hear it. She's amazing.
She's quite something. She is, and I can't wait to go follow her on social because I'm not yet, but I will because she sounds like a fun person to follow. She's a serial entrepreneur, speaker, investor, and recently named the number one woman in blockchain. So she gives a really great, concise explanation of blockchain as well, if you're wondering what the hell that is. She's a social influencer with global reach over 100 million and has mastered the art and science of going viral on social media by starting conversations that matter.
And I really wanted to
talk about that.
So we're going to
doesn't want that shit?
I know.
Right?
I know.
She's parlayed that ability to lead difficult conversations in public forums and combined it with her background in sex education to create the first blockchain consent platform to make dating better, which is really, really interesting. Lolly.io matches based on sexual compatibility rather than simple geo proximity and a photo, and includes consent leading to better experiences in real life, not endless messages that lead nowhere, which doesn't help anyone. Funding Lolly through an ICO is what inspired the content for her newest book called Minting the Future, which will be released in spring 2019. Adrian refers to herself as a high-tech priestess and a big data geek, which she was a forensic accountant, an asset protection specialist, and a certified divorce financial analyst specializing in picking apart data and analyzing behavioral patterns. So when you listen to the episode and you think all she cares about is sex, just remember all that shit.
Well, yeah, and there's so much more to her. And that's I just wanted to get into it. Because in addition to being a tech entrepreneur, Ashley is a best-selling author and award-winning filmmaker. In 2015, she skillfully turned fan engagement into hashtag social ITV profits with Crowded TV, the world's first crowdfunding platform for broadcast television. Dying to talk about that. That going a step further than just raising funds, Crowded TV also recruited sponsorship and secured distribution. Using the Crowded TV platform, Ashley's first show, Wake Up, went from idea to national broadcast television in under 4 months and is in pre-production for a second season as well as development for their first 360 sitcom. She and I talked about that on a separate call. That's fascinating. And a crypto-centric comedy news show.
That's right there is interesting.
Yeah.
There's so much to this woman, but we have pretty much a lot of fun just talking about sex.
Yeah. So we're going to warn you, keep your children away. And one more time, shout out to Dermavogue. Go to dermavogue.com and support our sponsor who supports this show. So you might need to also schedule listening to this because it is a long show. So let's just get right into it and jump into this episode with Adrian Ashley. We were dying to have you on, and I know that Mutual Connection, Pete Gasca, which I'm actually going out with him this weekend for coffee or something. We haven't seen each other in a while, but Pete met you at a fintech conference.
Yeah.
Was it in Bermuda?
Yes.
Yeah, so you guys met at a fintech conference, and he literally texted me and said, "You have to meet this woman." She has to be on your show. She is like you. She's a woman your mother warned you about. You have to talk to her.
Yeah.
So, Adrian, would you describe yourself as a woman your mother warned you about?
Yes. I actually had to buy a mood ring to, because I have been told I need a warning label. And apologies in advance. This eye will not stop buttering. So.
Oh, we can't see it. Good. That's good. You're fine. Yeah.
Terrible. Okay. So yes. I need a warning label. I'm often considered too much or a lot or, you know, those kinds of words that seemingly aren't bad, but they're really a pejorative and they're meant to put women in their place. And I just look at them and laugh and go, "Oh, honey." Yeah. No. I'm a lot, but you know, if you're enough, then you can totally handle it and love it.
Ooh, that is a quotable.
Oh, right?
That's going to be a quotable in our social.
Yeah. I have a meme of that. I'll have to post it later today.
Well, speaking of your memes are fucking amazing because I'm constantly resharing them. I mean, some I don't reshare because at this time in my life, I technically can't reshare, but there are some, your shit's good.
Thank you. You know what's so funny is I'm in this dating group. It's not my dating group. It's somebody else's dating group. But it's like a pool of awesome because there's like every type of person in there. And so I'm sharing. I ask questions. You know, like I recently posted this thing about friends with benefits. You know, do you go to the grocery store hungry or do you save your appetite?
Oh,
right. And the comments were just crazy awesome and all over the board and had, I mean, just inspired these great discussions. And then one guy who I know, and he said something in the most like snarky, purposely offensive way, which I thought was hilarious. And I commented right after it. I said, "Oh my God, I love this comment so much," because he said it in a way that of course was perfect for me and on brand. And these two chicks just went the hell off. He said, "Girl, we're not girls. We're women." Da, 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 da.
Oh, they God.
Offense to every single woman in the post. And I'm like, "Ladies, it was my post. Who's responding to me appropriately? Not only did I love it, I said I loved it, and it was hilarious."
What? However, the engagement, you can't buy that kind of great engagement, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, you create... So I'm very good at standing in the fire. A few years ago, I posted a meme. The UK passed a law about it's now illegal to smoke in cars with kids, right? 110 million globally, 75 million in the US, a million comments the first week, pretty much. So my rule of thumb on my Facebook page, because I was going viral all the time, is as soon as we hit 10,000 comments, y'all are on your own. You got to police yourself because I'm out. Right? Like I will do a live video. And if you are on the live video, I will respond to your comment. So then that gets everybody to go on the live video because they want an actual response. But afterwards, like 24 hours, I will do my best. And after that, if it does not come up as like Facebook telling me I should read this comment, y'all are on your own.
Well, you're known for getting so much. You're so viral. What is your secret? I was reading somewhere, I don't know where, maybe on your website, that over 110 million, you've reached over 110 million in less than 4 months.
Yeah, that was the smoking and comments with kids. We actually hit 110 million. That was Wake Up. Wake Up, we went from the 4 month piece. So the 110 million was the smoking in cars with kids. And at the time, so now I'm a hypocrite, but at the time I was an anti-smoking Nazi. Like I'd gotten hypnotized to quit smoking when I was 24. Cigarettes make me vomit. They still do. But I was definitely on the side of no smoking, right? And God forbid, don't smoke in the car with a kid. Like, that's just ridiculous. And then that whole viral thing was like smokers going, "You can't tell me what to do with my own car and my own child." And, da, 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 and like, it just went. Six death threats. That's how you know you've done it right, right? Six death threats. And then the 4 month number actually comes from Wake Up. So that was my nationally broadcast talk show. And we went from idea, pulling it out of my ass, to nationally broadcast talk show and 90 million households in 4 months.
I just got goosebumps.
And we grew 20% week over week with no advertising because do you know what we talked about on Wake Up? The what? Stuff you would only talk about with your best, smartest girlfriends after your second mimosa at brunch. So the things
that sounds familiar.
Right? Sounds like this show.
That's what I'm saying.
Pretty much, right?
We haven't had that kind of exponential growth yet, however. Adrian, maybe we're not going deep enough.
You might not. I mean, have you talked about leaking when you laugh and all the stuff that makes people feel shame inside?
Because we haven't talked about leaking yet, but we definitely have talked about periods.
Okay, so periods are good.
And so for the record, Gina, I was like, let's talk about periods and how progressive it is that we got Keith sitting there talking with two women about periods. Gina was crawling out of her skin and wanted to die. And I was like, this is awesome. Because I don't want my daughter to be ashamed of her period. And Gina was like, I'm dying. Everybody's unsubscribing right now. I'm like, no, this is what we need to do.
No, this is totally what you need to do. Because listen, arguably, ridiculously badass. And I could not buy my own period supplies until I was 30. So it's a thing.
Did you send your wife?
No, I had my gay roommate would buy them, or my mother would buy them, right? Heck, my husband bought them when we were married. Like, it's still an uncomfortable, like, I've got to make sure I've got a lot of things. I can't just like walk it. Yeah.
Oh God. You know, I'm actually the opposite when I buy tampons. I think it's fun. I'll like wave them around and, you know, I want to, I actually like test the boundaries when I buy tampons. It's actually amusing to me.
It is less uncomfortable for me to buy condoms. And I mean like Magnum double XL.
I was just going to bring up condoms.
Oh, I'm a condom fairy. Oh my God. That was another conversation I posted in there. I'm like, what the F, dudes, condoms, hello, use them. Stop trying to talk me out of using them because I'm sorry. There are a couple of requirements to get in my bed. A six pack and the ability to keep it up with a condom on. Just kind of the minimum requirements. And for some reason, seven freaking softies in a row. I was trying to revise my inner hussy. I thought she was dead. She pretty much died or went into hibernation before I got married, and then I got married, and then I got divorced, and then I had one lovely friends with benefits, not really friends, just mostly benefits, monogamous benefits boy for about 18 months who got me through my divorce because I didn't have the capacity for a relationship and he didn't have the capacity for a relationship, but damn, he could kiss me into submission. It was perfect. And so we just like did our thing for 18 months, and then I moved away, and then I had 7 years of celibacy. I swear to God, I like he was dead. Like, and I'm like, I gotta resurrect this chick. Like,
You had 7 years of not having sex really at all?
Okay, so three times not worth the notch on the headboard, so I don't count them. Now, that was another conversation that we had. I'm like, okay, so technically, and not being a slut, there it's a large number, but you got to figure, you know, you go to the bar, you meet a guy, you go home with him because of course you think you're going to marry him. He's the one. And then you have a relationship for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. Then you break up, then you cry for a week, then wash, rinse, and repeat. You could do that 10 times a year. And that's not even being a slut. That's actually aiming for a serious monogamous long-term relationship, which at the time, 3 weeks was long for me. 3 months was ridiculously long. And so you got to figure, you know, you do that for a decade, that's a pretty freaking high number. It's not seven, like everybody said, average number seven. I'm like, fuck off, that's not true. So they're only counting the ones that were actually worth the notch on the headboard. And if I do that, then I'm at like 12.
God, and the bad ones.
And that's why Pete felt so compelled to introduce us.
Right, basically. That's what happened.
Well, a lot of people are just too afraid to talk about these kind of subjects. And when you're the one that brings it up, then they actually find it to be fun.
They welcome it. Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. They do. Right. I'm that girl, as Gina is that girl, as you are clearly that girl.
Hey, I majored in sex ed. I can talk about anybody's sex life.
I saw that in your bio. I was like, that makes so much sense.
That's awesome.
I wanted to be the next Dr. Ruth. And part of that was when I was I guess I was about five. My mom needed to figure out how to have the talk with me because she took me, silly mom, took me to see A Star Is Born with her. And in the middle of the movie, I'm like, why is she naked in bed with him or something like that?
Okay, so there was another reason to talk to you. You are so badass, right? And you're like, you are one of us, and you're even more badass because you're like, so fucking smart and amazing and brilliant, and women can learn from you. So I want to talk about Lolly. Tell us about Lolly.
Lolly is a naughty dating app for girls that gets women laid, because during my celibacy period, I was in Las Vegas speaking at an AB show. I was doing the keynotes on social TV because of my TV show that was ridiculous. And so it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and my supervising adult, she's out on a Tinder date, clearly getting laid. So my supervising adults are generally under 30, by the way. It's never going to be me. And then she's out on a Tinder date, clearly getting laid. I am awake and horny, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning in Las Vegas. And I'm like, swipe, 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 fuck. Like, there is no solution to my problem. I tried every app, including Adult Friend Finder. There's nothing that was instant. And I'm like, there's 15,000 people in this hotel. Somebody has to be awake and compatible, because I have too much self-esteem and self-respect and dignity to go down to the bar and scrape up the dregs of the leftovers and like play Russian roulette with whether or not they can keep it up in a condom and, you know, have the skill set needed to actually get the job done. Because I'm a little picky, you know, like, you got to be able to kiss me into submission. That's like number one. And so the last thing I want to do is go down to the bar and be like, I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss you. And like, how many frogs do I have to kiss before I can get one that actually knows how to do it? Anyway, so it was originally called Oh Me So. Oh Me So Honey. So. So, and then I realized that was probably a little snarky, and I really wanted to go after the 70% of women on current dating apps who've been unwillingly celibate for more than a year. We really want to say yes, like to say yes, absolutely ready to say yes, but we need safety, security, and certainty, and there's no such thing. So I had to build that. And then I was like, okay, so how about I just call it hookups in real life? And then I went, oh, that's Pearl, that's puking. Okay, so I can't do that. But I did buy the URL too, because I wanted a short one. So then I went and I looked around and I found Lolly. And so Lolly is the name of the artificial intelligence matchmaker that actually matches you by sexual compatibility, not just geolocation and photo. And we do it with a heat index so that you know how good it could be and what it could be. So a 5 is just you are compatible and likely going to have a rockin' good time, not going anywhere. 8.5 is potential for a long-term relationship.
How do you measure that? How do you figure that out?
5 years in women's brains. It is an adventure in there. Let me tell you, ladies, you got some messed up shit I got to fix first, which is literally what I was doing in the talk show. Like, I got to fix the shame thing. I got to be able to inspire transparent communication about what do you really want, especially with those girls who need mind readers. And it's like, dude, you just need to put it in my butt. And like, they're not saying anything. Like, they're just thinking it hard. I'm going to think really, really hard, and he's going to do it. And he didn't do it. Damn it. Like, hello. There's body language techniques. And then how about just saying, how do you feel about anal? Like, inspiring these transparent communications. Like, they just like, come on, ladies, you kind of know what you want. And if you don't know what you want, that's step one. So then I did this whole thing where I used to be a motivational speaker. I don't know if you can tell.
did you ask about that when you were a motivational speaker?
yeah, I did. What do you really want? I had that.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh my God. I have this whole like step-by-step thing. Like, everybody cries. So I had an idea that my room was going to cry when I did this. Because when you ask women, what do you want? What do you really want? Right? Minimum 30%, usually 60% of the room bursts into tears. Here's what I know for sure and for certain based on all the research for the last 5 years. Women, single women, especially single women who want long-term love, we are absolutely on specific. We know what we don't want. We are really clear on what we don't want. Yep. We know, I mean, we can spot that and kick you to the curb in 5 freaking minutes. We know exactly what that is. What do you want? Okay, so this is where it goes into, if you want what you've never had, how do you know how to identify it? Mm-hmm. And my example for this was when I was younger, I bought a 1987 champagne Honda Accord, champagne colored Honda Accord. I'd never seen one before. Most beautiful car. Oh my God. I loved this car. It was gorgeous. I drove it off the lot and then I noticed it everywhere. And then I used to lose it in the parking lot to the point where I had to put my name on the ass of my car so I could just find it, because It was the number one most popular car and the number one color and the most stolen car in the United States. But I had never seen it before, so that's why I couldn't recognize it. So if you don't know, if you've never seen it, you can't recognize it. So my my vision board for what I want, it's things like, oh my God, okay, so not getting political at all, but Mayor Pete and his husband, there's a photo of them looking at each other. I'm like, vision board, I want that. I want a relationship where we look at each other like that. Damn, like that was awesome. And I usually pick pieces out of my friends' husbands because they all have little, like one of them was, he's a concert pianist and a magician. So the hands. And so, yeah, oh, the hands.
A man with hands.
Yeah, that was the sideways I was going to go. So so he shook my hand and it was like soft, but firm and dexterous and confident. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, see, I literally just got goosebumps. Hands. I like the hands.
Do you need some private time?
I might need some private time. I don't know. So this is like my friend who's doing solar batteries. I was like, this is such a good, I have the marketing campaign for that. For all the mommies and all the women, right? How often do your kids swipe all the AA batteries and you don't have any available to you when you need them?
What the hell are you talking about? Why do you have battery-powered toys?
Because...
rechargeable.
Yes, and do you know what happens when the recharge needs to be recharged?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, the waiting.
Plugged into the wall and ready to go 24/7.
Yeah, I don't like the recharge.
Do you have a governor on your Hitachi magic wand where you can dial it down? Because like full speed, that thing is like, ah, no. Dial it down, lower the vibrational intensity. Like
Batteries are, but I agree with the batteries.
Okay. Oh, okay. Interesting. That would be an interesting Facebook post. Like, ladies, batteries or rechargeable? Because I'm 100% rechargeable.
Plug the fucker in the wall, batteries or rechargeable. Which one is your preference? And I'm sorry, but... even if the power goes out, I've got a backup charging system, like that how you jump start the car that has a little plug. I can plug
generator
in even when the power's out and we're in the middle of a storm. If the batteries run out or I need to recharge the other things, I am shit out of luck. So, you know.
But good point.
I think you should have a plethora of options. But unfortunately, the new man doesn't like those. And I was like, but apparently he doesn't need them either.
Well, there you go.
I'm like, oh. Goodness gracious.
So did you meet him through your app what's going on with your app? Is it launched?
Consent, it's not launched yet. So the consent, we broke it into two pieces. So the main dating community app is for heterosexual monogamous couples. And then of course, being from San Francisco, I have every single one of my LGBTQ poly friends going, what about me? I'm like, okay, so since our unique selling point was the consent on the blockchain, so we basically cure the Me Too epidemic. So we broke off the consent piece, turned that into a standalone freemium app, and now every HR corporate is like, oh my God, this is perfect. Because they all have rules that say you can't date, but everybody does it. But you have to date for a while before you get to the point where you file with them saying, I have a close continuing relationship. So... this is the stopgap in between where they can use the consent app to basically eliminate sexual harassment. So you either have consent or you don't.
That's actually that's like a huge.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. Because we'll do a whole corporate white label for them. And then everybody in the corporation. But the key is our user ID. That's the nucleus of everything. Because it actually, we have about 200 apps that we're partnering with that are all going to use our user ID. Just like Facebook uses the app. The login with your Facebook app, but then Facebook controls that. So when they don't like something that we say, which of course happens because we have mouths and opinions and, you know, sometimes we're caffeinated and use them like weapons. So they'll lock you out and then you can't use that login anywhere. And so ours is, it's a sovereign ID. You own your ID, you build your reputation, your friends can stake you because in a poll, men, their worst fear going on a date, a blind date or a Tinder date or a whatever date, is that she's fatter than her picture. And all I can think of is, guys, you're shallow. I know you're visual, but like pick one thing, like pretty eyes, pretty lips, whatever, like, you know, but yeah, that's their worst nightmare. And a woman's worst fear is that she's going to be murdered. So you have to actually balance and account for both of those fears in the same app. It's
wow.
Fascinating.
True though. True.
Yeah. True. And then like in Grindr, like, so this is the other thing. I'm from San Francisco, and I'm definitely not vanilla. I actually met my 18-month benefits boy on Adult Friend Finder, the most honest website ever, because it says exactly what you want. And I stumbled across it because I found a guy on Match, Abercrombie & Fitch model, looks super successful, like multiple exited Silicon Valley guy, like just everything on my list, checked every box. And in the back of my head, I'm going, too perfect, too perfect, too perfect. What else? What else? What am I missing? What am I missing? Because I'm looking at what's presented and he's looking for a wife and like he wants to get married. And then in the back of my head, I'm like, there's something else.
Yeah, if he's perfect, there's a reason he doesn't have a wife already. Because the girls will be lining up.
That's like, typically, yeah.
You're going to love this one. So I'm kind of like a cross between Aaron Brockovich and Olivia Pope. And I used to do a lot of celebrity stuff. Like they'd call me at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, oops, you know, I plugged my phone into my laptop and now all of the photos on my phone are on my Google Plus account. And I'm like, all? Yeah, all. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like, I'm logging in and fixing it because you got a 30-minute oh shit window before it's indexed. But yeah, naked pictures of celebrities almost went out. Like that stuff. So I can find things. I'm very good at research and investigation. And yeah, so I found him on Adult Friend Finder. And I went, oh, okay. And I matched him up. Same picture, same age, same location, everything. He was a member of two different Please Come Fuck My Wife groups. So he had been cuckolding other men, but he didn't have a wife. So he couldn't experience the other side of that interaction. So he needed a wife so that he could have somebody fuck her and have to watch somebody taking his wife.
Wow.
Okay, so this is my point. Everybody has a thing, right? The more honest you are about your things, the more compatible you will be. So that's why when I found my Mr. Benefits man, we were 1,000% compatible. Neither of us had the capacity for a relationship, but physically we were absolutely fabulous. He's a rehab counselor, so he was a great listener. I was going through a divorce. Like, I did not have the capacity to have
it. You got laid and counseling at the same time.
Yeah, 3 to 5 times a week, 2 to 5 hours.
Oh my gosh, that's like, that is perfect.
That is perfect.
It doesn't get better than that. I did divorce again. You're being fixed like all over the place.
I was, and let me tell you, and we're still friends on Facebook, by the way.
Who is he? I want to go look for him.
No, he's married now. And yeah, and I was like, will she share? I'll come.
Please, is he part of the Please Come Fuck My Wife Club? Is that a real name of something?
Yes. So in our app, the whole point is our AI, people don't really want to say what they want publicly. Like Adult Friend Finder, you got to be fine with everybody knowing every little kink that you have and every little, and it's public. And I'm like, most women will not do that. The 70% of women on mainstream dating apps, when you log into Adult Friend Finder as a woman, you are bombarded by a wall of cock shots. It is not comfortable. And I'm like, that's not how we choose. That might be how we sort later, but that's not how we actually choose. Yeah. Like, I want to know that your smile shoots joy out of your eyes and that you're a happy person.
Amen.
The last thing, you always put a negative douchebaggy dick inside me because I'm going to end up taking on that energy and I don't want that. That's no. So you've got to be a great person to start with and you've got to be smart. Okay. So I say my type is Brad Pitt and Thelma and Louise. That just, right. Then I met that. I was like, came on, like, let's go. He opened his mouth and he was dumb as a box of rocks. And I'm
God,
like,
I hate that.
And I dried up. I was just, like,
that's when you go, don't speak. Hey, Warners, this is Gina Tremarco. And if you know Rachel and I, you know how much we love our beauty strategies, especially Dermavogue, where we both go to keep our faces looking younger and healthier. Every time someone says to me, something looks different about your face, I can't help but to tell them that the Dermavogue team, led by Dr. James Turk, has been offering the greater Myrtle Beach area the best in cosmetic and aesthetic dermatology since 2003. Dermavogue combines expert medical knowledge with cutting-edge technology, bringing their patients the most effective, flawless solutions to any skincare or cosmetic need. Some of the services to consider include Botox, skin peels, facials, Biote, and much more. I personally love and highly recommend their Botox and lip injections for making my face look younger and healthier, and for BioTE for improving my energy, sleep, and weight control. At Dermavogue, they gauge you in the process of total body health to ensure your satisfaction with their comprehensive selection of the most up-to-date, non-invasive cosmetic dermatology and spa treatments. If you want to look and feel your best, Dermavogue can help you get there. Schedule your consultation today by calling 843-357-2444 or visit dermavogue.com and tell them that the Women Your Mother Warned You About sent you. In using your app, is there a process that they go, like, do they answer certain questions? Like, I'm really intrigued by, like, how do you get them to those rating numbers, that the heat index?
There's a bunch of different ways. So we allow people to stake you. We allow your exes that you invite to rate you. So like, so here was the thing.
I'm not in for that.
This guy we're talking about, he goes, you know, put your hands 6 inches apart. And he's like, the difference between the guys and the girls is really interesting. Like, this is 6 inches for guys. I'm like, right. And I made that same freaking joke about it. They said, how much code should that be? I said, you know, about 6 inches or, you know, 12 if you're a guy. I got in trouble. He's a dude. He said it. He didn't get in trouble. I was like, I was literally eviscerated for that because I made fun of guys thinking it. Anyway. So
you've got exes that are rating you. What is this process?
Okay. So here's the deal. So like I have several exes that are so phenomenal in bed. Like I would say, my actual last ex, I literally told a girl, I said, if you just want a rockin' good time, he's a guaranteed good time. He will get you there and he won't stop until he does. But, you know, if you want a relationship, that's just not him. So, and she's like, damn, she's gorgeous, skewered you. And I'm like, I'm just telling you the truth. If you have enough information, you can make an appropriate decision for you, right? So most women leave that set at an 8.5 or higher. They want a long-term relationship, long-term love. But about 3 to 5% of the time, couple times a year at least, I'll just drop that down to a 5 and go, I would just like to know that I'm female and human and desirable. And, you know, maybe that I can actually still have an orgasm, because that's a thing. And it's a worry. And then the longer it goes, so I'll do these talks, I'll do these pitch competitions, and women will come up and go, 3 years, it's been 3 years. I'm like, okay, let's get that handled. They're like, but they need safety, security, and certainty. Yeah. 30% of the guys who ask me out are married. Only 10% of them say I'm ethically non-monogamous. I'm like, okay. And I don't know if we were recording when we were talking about this before, but so like, I'm like, okay, I have no problem with my friends who are poly. Great, you're poly. It works for you. I am not poly. I am a monogamous person. I want my one man, with the caveat that I'm actually totally down with polygamy because I am not domestic, and sister wives sounds like heaven to me.
Well, you know, there was some book, and I can't remember what it was, that said that humans are actually we don't mate for life. And I had some friends that were really had a problem with that. I said, well, we're not monogamous by nature. And I didn't mean that we are all inherently polygamous or whatever, if that's the right word. Poly, whatever. But meaning that, and I would say to these friends of mine, well, have you only slept with one guy your whole life? And they're like, no. And I said, well, then you're not inherently monogamous. You're like penguins, I think. They mate for life. They like have one mate and that's it. And humans are not like that. And I said, it's okay. It's okay. And they just were, my friends were real uncomfortable with that. But then they're also real uncomfortable when I say the word pussy too. They're like,
oh, try saying vagina in front of them.
They were more comfortable with vagina.
Really?
Yeah. Well, when you read Regina Thomasauer's book, it's really in the very beginning where she talks about the differentiation between the word vagina kind of makes you like tighten up, but the word pussy makes you smile.
It makes me smile. And, you know, it, depending on who's saying it and what context, could make me wet.
So totally.
There's a book called Walden 2 that I had to read in college that was phenomenal. And it was basically, you know, like the orchestration of a commune and how you create a self-sufficient, self-sustaining, actually fair society, right? And it's like you have monogamy, you know, for childbearing, and then you have the children, and then you have whoever you want. It was really fascinating. The book is very fascinating. And you mentioned another book that I need to read. What are these other two books?
Well, the one was Pussy, A Reclamation.
Slow Sex.
Slow Sex.
Please tell me about slow sex. I think
I've read the whole thing.
Yeah.
It speaks to a lot of what you're saying, that it tries to get people to express really what they want,
yeah,
and to slow down and to remove that, the fairy tale sex where, like, you know, missionary position and he, you do it until he comes in the end, you know, and then that kind of boring stuff. Yeah, and then it talks
for me. I either need like, or I need to be in love with them and like, then so.
Right. And then she gets into the, like, sex for without a purpose, like sex just to go really slow and to explore sensation and all those types of things. It's very interesting, but I definitely think it's good to have a partner because you want to run out and try these things, because it's very different than the traditional trying to get somewhere with sex. And I think that can be, I think there's a lot there in that. I would guess, no, I wouldn't say men more than women. I think that women and men sometimes feel like they fall short, mm-hmm, because they don't get off. They don't have the orgasm. The women don't have the orgasm. The men don't have the orgasm. And then you suddenly feel like you are less than because you, mm-hmm, didn't get where you think you're supposed to go, rather, yeah, than sometimes the experience is where you're supposed to go and it doesn't have to go anywhere.
I definitely want to text the link of that book to the new man, because he's coming back in early February. Like, yeah, this is on the agenda.
And it's, yeah, and best to, aren't there some exercises in it to do with your partner?
Yep. And definitely there's exercises to do with your partner, and they are very interesting. I've experimented with a lot of them. And the thing that is interesting is that, to a point that you made earlier, Adrian, that women a lot of times don't know what to ask for, or they feel like they shouldn't say anything during sex. And from my experience, it actually, I think that your partner would love to know what is going to make you happy.
Yeah.
That's what their goal is. They don't want to like wear themselves out. And then you're like, well, that didn't feel good at all. Finally at the end, instead of just like,
so,
you know, if a little to the left would be a lot cooler.
So generally, most men say they would love an instruction manual. They would love to know. And what I find interesting is I tell women all the time, date engineers, they are all about process improvement. They want to know how it works. They want to know how to work it better. They want to know how to optimize it. They want to, you know, right? They want to get another 10% out. Like, they want a 10% higher.
Interesting. Like,
yeah, my husband's an engineer. There you go.
If you want to be able to give someone direction who will not take offense, who will actually take it as information that will improve their performance, engineers.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that.
Is there an engineering dating site?
you could put that in your criteria, Gina.
Thing. Like, when we're scouting it all out, it's like, you know, do you have an engineering-like mindset? But I will tell you that I have asked for things. Very minute adjustments, and so it really depends on the guy. And then when you get enough of those, this is we were doing this Tony Robbins things last night, and it's literally a self-fulfilling prophecy. So you get no, 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 then you just assume that the answer will always be no. Or you get softy, 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 and you assume that at any time you do that, you're going to get a softy. It's like, you have to just, yeah, it's crazy. Are you dying over there?
You're just cracking me up. The other thing is that I think sometimes, and I think either Regina Thomasauer in her book gets into it, or maybe in Slow Sex, that people sometimes have these fantasies that they think if they share that fantasy or that desire with their partner, that they're suddenly going to reveal that they are totally whack job, you know? And the truth is that fairy tale repetitive sex that a lot of people do, it gets boring after a while. And that's why people sometimes, one of the reasons that people stray, because they want something more exciting. And, you know, instead of just saying, hey, you know, I would really like it if you put on the high heels, or I would really like it if you, whatever crazy fantasy, because if it's, you know, you desire it, you never know what'll happen. It'll be one way or the other. One way or the other.
I'm telling everybody right now, you will never go wrong investing in a costume closet, because you know, a little nurse's outfit goes a long way. Same thing with French maid, and yes, absolutely a cheerleader, and get the pom poms, because it's exponential. But and then the other thing, what was interesting, you're dying, you're so funny. So there's a Netflix documentary on sex, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's sex something. It's not, anyway, I'll find the link and send it to you. But the episode one was on, you know, fantasies and what do you really want? And it was like 96% of people fantasize about being with more than one person at a time. And like 76% of people will do it or have done it. And what's fascinating is it's not the youngsters. It's the ones who've been married for a really long time and they want to spice it up, but they're still monogamous, right? And that's my whole thing. That doesn't violate my whole monogamy protocol, right? Like you're still with your partner. You're both enjoying whatever.
Right.
Like as together, then that's considered monogamous and you can do whatever you like as a couple.
Consensual.
Consensual, right? And that was the whole thing. And it was literally like people over the age of 55. And I was like, that's hilarious. So you find when you look at a lot of the swinging communities, a lot of them skew older and it's because they've gotten to the point where they're like, we want a little spice in our life. Like, what are we going to do? And it's hilarious to me because I would have, if I had to guess, I would have said it would have skewed younger.
But interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the beautiful bodies want to look at the other beautiful bodies. Nope. Actually, by the time you hit 55, you got that deep connection with your partner. You're totally solid. You just want to have some more fun. And I'm like, wow.
That makes sense. When does Lolly launch?
So a consent app was supposed to actually launch at CES right now. And then Xcode updated and the camera won't pop up and say, let me use the camera. So then you can't scan. So then it doesn't actually do it. So we're looking at a soft Valentine's Day launch and then a full launch at South by Southwest. Now that's for the consent app. The dating community, we roll out about 6 months later. So our marketing plan is we launch the consent app, get everyone on board. And then as we create density in each area, then we open the dating community because like Facebook opened Reno and I'm swiping and I'm like, okay, look at me and look at everyone that they say should be my friends. They are drop dead gorgeous, six pack abs, brilliant, blockchain, successful, like just like every single and single. Every single one of the people that it says, these people should be your friends. I'm like, I would date you, I would date you, I would date you, I would totally date you, I would marry you. Like they know exactly what I want, right? Then you open up a little heart on the bottom of your app, you go to Facebook dating, and it's like, this is who we think is your most compatible person. I have been told I should not share the photos because it's mean, but one guy says he's 18. He looks like he's 50. So he's got a lot of mileage on him. So lied about his age. Another one, I'm very certain it's his Interpol mugshot and that he's a South American cartel bigwig. Interpol photo. And then another one, Crack Santa, missing teeth, 63 years old, literally looks like, you know, Santa went on a freaking bender.
Somebody actually told me about this, that Facebook app, which is a newer app, that it is like the worst dating app. It's like the bottom of the barrel.
Well, because it's free, right? And so then they also launched it and did all their testing in Latin America. So then when you come here, the majority of people, and I'm in Reno, right? And it's not like, I mean, my friends with benefits is Latino and he's, yeah, no problem with Latinos. Love them. But not really good with the neck tat gang members. Those I have issues with. And then, and all the apps do this. Like Hinge said that my number one most compatible person, so he's got a pink bandana on and a biker beard and sunglasses and a Harley t-shirt. And I was showing this to my friend. She goes, oh, I know him. And I'm like, are we compatible? She goes, oh, hell no. So Facebook is like, or Hinge, the Nobel Prize winning algorithm for matching.
That's
and I'm like,
heard.
I'm still going freaking toe to toe with you, babe. Because seriously, that's who you think is my most compatible match? Now, arguably, I am in a pool full of the largest felon population in the country. So, you know, I do have to wade through that, but that's why our whole thing is like, you've got this heat index and I can say, look, you need to be a certain caliber of person in terms of like, I would prefer you not to have a felony unless it was like, you know, insider trading, right?
Yeah.
No, and nothing other than you went to Club Fed for like a month. So anything more than that, forget it. If you've had a DUI in the last 10 years, probably not going to work for me because I really don't want anybody who drinks that much. No drugs, no domestic violence. How about that? You've never actually hit anybody. That would be amazing to make sure, right? So I do background checks, but I do them and other women don't. And oh, here was a fun one. So on Bumble, my girlfriend was swiping. She met this guy and they went out. And then he's like, this was about a year ago. And then he's like, you know, I want to give it another shot with my ex-girlfriend. You know, we would live together. So da 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 da. And so he went back to his ex-girlfriend. A year later, she sees him on Bumble. She swipes. He calls. They go out. You know, it's all lovely. She's having a garage sale. This girl comes and she's picking up a table. And she's like, you look really familiar. And it's like, oh, are you so-and-so's ex-girlfriend? Yeah, it turns out he was totally abusive, like horrifically abusive. Now, that doesn't show up anywhere. He presents perfectly. Like, but there's, what do you call it? Police reports. So not doing a background check is like insanity nowadays. Like, I would like to know, you know, are you a felon? Is there a warrant? Are you driving without a license because you had a DUI and they took your license away and you're driving anyway? Or you didn't pay your child support and they took the license away?
Yeah.
Like, if you actually have a driver's license, a valid driver's license and a passport, that's like the bare minimum before I'm even going to look at you.
You know, we could sit here for hours with you. And I feel like we're going to have to do like a part, like a series, I think, because there's so much to you that we haven't gotten to.
I used to break into banks for a little.
Yeah. I mean, that was something too I wanted to talk about. So I think we need to like have like a series with you because there's so much about you that I think women would, you know, we've been silly with all this sex stuff that's important, but there's so much about you and your background and your intelligence that I think would inspire so many women, especially coming up through technology. And a lot of people don't even know what blockchain is and raising all the money raised.
We might have to just have an episode that has a no sex policy.
Oh,
just
we can do that.
That'd be hard though. It wouldn't be fun.
Be hard. It would be cold. But I can give you blockchain in a nutshell. It's an unfuckwithable ledger of what actually happened.
There you go. Thanks for that, because we have another friend who's into the blockchain thing, and I even talked to him. I'm like, can you explain this to me? But that's a really good, concise.
Yeah, no, that's literally what it is. Everything that goes in is there forever, and you cannot change it. So be mindful about what you're putting on the blockchain.
Amen.
Yeah, and then there's all your TV background, and we're all performers, so maybe we should just have Adrian on like once a month or something.
We were looking for guest hosts, so there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I can totally do that.
I have a feeling you could.
Yeah. Although I would prefer it not be at, you know, so early in the morning. I'm literally like, son, please come up, please come up, please come up. Like, it was dark when I woke up.
I know. Well, we would compromise and we would work it out.
Just give me a couple hours and like, I swear.
It'd be interesting to see how you would be. Would you be more or less energetic with when it was later in the day?
I'm more energetic, but I am more, how do I say this? Filtered?
Oh.
I am less tangenty. There is quite a bit less disco ball squirrel involved. Like But you know, I the tangent that I was going to go on was this whole like lesbians are keeping secrets from heterosexual women. Like when you were talking about part B of your talk, I'm like, lesbians are not telling us things that we really ought to know because there's options.
That's the next episode. Well, Keith is going to be so upset that he's not on this episode. When he hears it.
I went back to my lesbian friends and I go, what the ever loving? Why the secrets? What are you, seriously? Like, I didn't know that's how things happened. Like, I'm like, boobs, girls, great, boobs. Okay, kiss girl, no problem. Like kissing girls, like boobs. That was it.
There's a little more to it than that.
Apparently so. I almost switched teams.
One of my gay friends, he said he calls it jumping the fence. Are you ready to jump the fence because the men out there aren't what you're looking for? That's a funny.
Yeah, I know. I'm just gonna ride the fence for the moment.
At least peeking over the fence sounds like it's an important thing to do lately. Yeah. In light of what you just said.
I've been peeking. I always say I am 99.9% straight, except for Angelina Jolie and Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Totally. On board with you. Let's take turns.
That is right. That is a 1,000%. That is a guaranteed flip. Like, and I've actually met a few girls who look like that, but they were like, you're straight. I'm not interested. And I'm like, but I won't be straight for you. I'm like, no, I have a type like that.
Tomb Raider.
Okay, coming up on the next episode with Adrian Ashley, we will be covering so much more. We have to wrap up this episode, unfortunately, sadly, but if you're willing to come back.
Oh, I'm always willing to come back. And I definitely want to talk more about Lolly. That's LOLY.io.
That was going to be the next question. Where can people check that out? And where can people check you out? Because we're friends on Facebook, and I just love to see what you post every day.
You spell my name Adrian, A-D-R-Y-E-N-N, pretty much on every social channel. And Lolly is Lolly Dates, L-O-L-Y-D-A-T-E-S, on pretty much every social channel.
So, awesome. So everybody go look for that. If you love her like we do, you're going to want to just be connected with her every day, because she will make you laugh. Inappropriately.
I try to be hilarious and inspiring. And
you are.
Glass half full. My glass is not half empty or half full. It is constantly being refilled. Ooh. So that's, and I walk through the world believing that everyone likes me. And if they don't, I rarely notice. So you really got to like try to make a point that you don't like me, or I just don't even, it doesn't even register.
Yeah, everybody's got to stop taking themselves so seriously and taking everybody else so seriously.
I would like to remove all the sticks out of all the asses, because I think if everybody had an orgasm a day, we could have world peace.
Amen.
That's my goal.
We got a couple signature questions to ask you before we wrap up.
Oh, yeah, God. This will like take us an extra half an hour. I've got a meeting in a half an hour. since this is the podcast that makes business sexy again, which we obviously haven't talked about much business, but.
Is that what this is about?
Yeah.
But okay, we talk business. We talk Lolly. That's part of the, I got that in there somewhere.
Nutshell business advice that'll transform everything.
Okay. Well, that's what this is about. So firstly, how do you define the word sexy?
Sexy. I define the word sexy as congruent and confident. So if you own your badassery, it will show. And the world will be attracted to you. So that's the key piece of being sexy. It is not about what you look like at all. It is not about your size at all. It is not about the color of your hair, the color of your eyes, the clothes you're wearing. That has nothing to do with it. It all radiates from the inside. And I know this because I produced a television show called Plus Life, Unapologetically Fat and Fabulous. Because sometimes there's not a skinny girl dying to get out. And I, going to a bar or a nightclub, with Saucy, who's a plus size model, she's a 5X, guarantee you, she can point to any single person in the room and they're hers. Guaranteed. It is all inner confidence and nothing to do with, she's also drop dead gorgeous, but society would say she's a 5X, I'm a size 2. I should be the winner in that. Mm-mm. It is inside confidence, and she has got it in spades. So no matter who you are, what you do, what you look like, where you are, congruent. Own who you are and know who you are and be confident about it. And that is the sexiest thing you will ever be.
Love it.
Yeah, that's that is a good awesome. One. We haven't had the word congruent yet. That's
no,
a good one.
That's a good one.
Best advice you've been given by another woman or a man?
Best advice. The worst advice was you can be smart or you can be sexy. Pick one. That was when I was 20.
You can be smart or you can be sexy.
Pick one.
Wow.
I disagree now. I am smart and sexy.
Yeah.
But that stuck with me for 20 years. So that was bad. So best advice. Oh, here's a fun one. It's another looksy one. I was working at Fair Isaac, the people who make your credit score. And I was in the behavior scoring division. And one of the PhDs that I worked with, she said, stop wearing, this was also when I was 20, stop wearing makeup. I said, why? And she goes, if you can do what you do without having to wear that mask of 1 inch of cake makeup on, people are going to see you as more authentic and confident. And I'm like, but this is my freaking armor. She goes, exactly. Can you do it without the armor? So I started to wear less and less. I mean, 99% of the time I'm naked faced, except when you make me get on video early in the morning. So don't feel like you have to have your armor, right? Your armor needs to come from inside, not a piece of, but if you have to have armor, I like invisible armor, sexy ass fucking underwear under the corporate navy blue pumps and pearls, but with like full on sexy underwear underneath. Cause then only you know it. You're not projecting armor to other people.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about that.
I wish I knew that one in advance. I probably have an entire
book. Right. We'll come up with it on the next one. Well, advice you wish you had been given?
Oh, yeah. Make your own breaks. Don't wait for someone to save you, rescue you, or give you permission, because that may or may not ever happen. So if you want something, do it. That's how I got my TV show made. That's how, I mean, I grew up on welfare and we had no money. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to start making decorated headbands and sell them to the dance shop for $7. I made them for 25 cents, 50 cents, sold them to the dance shop for $7. And at the time, I mean, we were talking more than 40 years ago, $7 was a lot of money.
That
was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I would sell, you know, 5 or 6, sometimes 10 of those a month. And at 7 years old, having $70, that's huge.
Killing it.
Yeah. So
that is awesome.
Make your own breaks. I am tired of women saying, you know, I need to wait for this or I need that. No, you don't. There's nothing that you need. Everything you need is absolutely already inside you. You already have all of the information that you need. If you don't, you know where to find it. Every single piece of whatever it is that you desire, you already have the entire puzzle. Just put it together.
Mic drop.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
We will for sure have you back at a more decent hour.
Okay, good. I'll be more filtered so we could actually stay on track. I used to be a motivational speaker. I literally used to help small business exponentially grow their bottom lines. I own yelp-sucks.com, so I'm a reputation queen because, you know, they torture small business and don't give a shit. So, you know, there's all sorts of... There's so much more fun business stuff. Had I actually been awake enough to realize this was business and not sex, I would not have gone.
Sex is good. It's okay.
But no, we mix up the show. I mean, that's why the show is the show. It's about keeping everything sexy. So everything can't be always business. We need the full package in order to succeed in business as women.
So going back to the whole moms having the talk, I have a stand-up sex ed comedy tour that I do where parents watch with their children. And at the end, they're both equally mortified, but they now have a common vocabulary to continue the conversation. That's because amazing. I've had to have the talk with a thousand kids. I did literally, I coached high school cheerleading and one of the seniors comes up and goes, so I'm going to miss the first game or two because I'm pregnant and I'm having an abortion. And I went, okay. And I've got 60 girls and I'm like, and we're having the talk. And I literally just sat them down and we had the talk and I was like, oh, crazy, crazy. And I told my son at 5, I started early with the thing because he's an engineer. I told him that his penis was a DNA injector port. Totally satisfied him. I used his language in the way that he would understand it. And I only answered the question he actually asked.
I love that. Awesome.
Right there. Yeah.
Well, awesome. I think one of the best business takeaways is that actually any women out there who have, Adrienne's a great example that you can be that wide open.
Yeah.
And you can be however you want to be and still be incredibly intelligent and incredibly successful. So I think that's a big takeaway for anybody listening. Like, she may have been really open and explicit about sex in this episode as we were, but it's okay to be that way.
Exactly.
And you know what's so interesting is, people would say, but you're inviting harassment. And I'm like, no, not actually. One, I'm intimidating to the guys who would normally be the douchebags trying to harass. And number two, most of the most successful men, they don't even look at me as female. They look at me as an asset class and they never want to fuck that up. So you can be sexy and you can be smart and set boundaries and And when you are that open, I mean, it's very clear. I have boundaries. You're not going to go past this. If I'm not interested in you, I'm going to say no. If you're going to be one of my friends that I flirt with, but I am never going to touch, I will make sure you know that. And if we're cool flirting, then we are just going to have the most hilarious time. But I'm never actually going to sleep with you.
Well, on the next episode, we will get you back on to talk about reputation management, social media, because you're like a queen at going viral, and we certainly want to pick your brain on that for our show.
You know what I'll do next time? We can go over the worksheet that I have this whole process that I go through.
Oh, cool.
Helps you figure out what is your online brand, how do you want to be seen, perceived, and what do you really want?
Perfect. So I will stay tuned. So I'll follow back up with you to get you back on in an hour that's better in the day. So Rachel and I, we're working on our schedules for next month. So I'd love to get you back on then if that's cool with you. And thank you so much again for coming on today and for getting up so early. It was great having you on the show.
It was awesome being on the show. You ladies are just phenomenal, and I am proud to be a woman your mother wore too.
Awesome. Have an awesome day. Thank you. Thanks again for Adrienne being on our show today. It was so much fun. And thanks to all of our Warners for listening to this episode of Women Your Mother Warned You About, and to our sponsor, Dermavogue, that keeps us looking prettier than we already are. To connect with me directly, Gina Tremarco, or learn about Pivot 10 Results and Carolina Improv, you can find me on womenyourmotherwarnedyouabout.com or ginatremarco.com.
And to connect with me, Rachel Pitts, you can find me all over social media as The Singing Lender, or you can find me at thesinginglender.com. To connect with me, find all our social media links and free downloads on our website at womenyourmotherwarnedyouabout.com.
And hey, if you have not given us a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast, we would really appreciate that. And remember, for the best relationships, keep it real, raw, and relevant.
And a little revenge doesn't hurt either.
Bye, Warners.
Bye, Warners.
This really will get serious soon.
Yeah, I don't think. It doesn't have to. I don't think anybody wants it to be serious.